friends. I'm Charlene Philly.
I'm Lori Piazin.
And I'm Mike Piazin. Welcome to The Spirit Calls.
The Spirit Calls is brought to you by a group of friends who love our Lord Jesus Christ and want to lead listeners to Him.
We also seek to spread hope, encouragement, and the joy of the Lord into a darkening world.
Stay tuned for another exciting episode geared to draw you closer to Jesus.
We depend on our feedback to know the impact we are having. So we hope you contact us at the end of today's episode. Thank you and God bless you.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over. Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over.
Seek the Lord, because the more you seek the Lord, the more you're going to know Him. Amen. The more you know Him, the more you're going to love Him.
It's true.
And also give Him your testimony about how you found God is near.
We'll bring you the conclusion of our discussion on the name of God that means God is near today on The Spirit Calls.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runs.
Deuteronomy 4:7 says, "For what nation is there so great, who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon Him for?" Jeremiah 23:23-24 says, "Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places, that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord?" Isaiah 55:6, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." In the early 1990s, a secular artist named Bette Midler recorded a song entitled "From a Distance." You may remember some of the lyrics, including these: "From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to flight. The song has a refrain that says, "God is watching us from a distance." The song paints a picture of a utopian world where everything is harmonious and peaceful from a distance. However, I, the Lord your God, am not watching over you from a distance. No, I am close at hand. I promised in my word that I will never leave you or forsake you. I am a friend that's closer than a brother. The world is not a place of peace and hope all of the time. As a matter of fact, it can be downright chaotic and turbulent. But whether you are in a peaceful, happy time right now, or everything is coming against you, know that I am the God who is near. How can you know that I am near? Speak the name of Jesus. Send up a quick prayer like, "Lord, help me. Lord, help me." Sing a worship song, even if you don't feel like it. This is the sacrifice of praise, and I inhabit the praises of my people. Have you been born again? You received my free gift of salvation by trusting in me, Jesus, to forgive your sins and come into your heart and life. If you've done this and are endeavoring to live for me, I am with you, and you can trust in that. Whatever you are going through this week, just think, I have nothing to fear, for my Lord God is near.
Right by my side, no matter how it seems, my confidence shall be. It's nothing but smoke. It may
surrounded, but I'm not alone. The Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. The Lord is with me, ever present in my hour of need. The Lord is with me.
That was The Lord Is With Me by Red Rocks Worship here on Spirit Calls. And before we get into our topic this evening on God Is Near, I want to let you know that the team of the Spirit Calls will be ministering at Living Hope Church with Pastor David Perkins, 40 Portland Street in Portland, Maine. Friday, October 2nd at 6 p.m., we'll be sharing a word about the importance of Christian radio, and I'll be sharing a message from my devotional, and we'll be hearing a testimony from Shane Sanford, who was recently delivered from drugs. So you don't want to miss it if you can get to 40 Portland Street in Portland on October 2nd and join the team of the Spirit Calls at Living Hope Church. Hi, this is Mike Biazin of The Spirit Calls. Are you in need of a healing or a miracle from God? Are you like the man who said to Jesus, "I believe, Lord, help thou my unbelief"? I have written a 31-day devotional that takes you through many of the healings and miracles of the Bible. Together, we'll go back in time and witness these events firsthand through the lens of God's Word. What did these people have in common who were healed? What lessons can you and I take away from these encounters? I encourage you to go online today and get your copy of Pressing In, 31 Days to Your Healing or Miracle. It's not a formula. It's an inspiring and encouraging journey of faith. Get your copy today when you visit our website, thespiritcalls.org. That's thespiritcalls.org.
Oh,
So if someone is listening and they're having a hard time believing that God is near, what should they do?
I gently tell them to seek the Lord. Because the more you seek the Lord, the more you're going to know him. Amen.
Man.
The more you know him, the more you're going to love him.
It's true.
No,
it's true.
It's true. And also give him your testimony about how you found God is near. I think testimonies are really powerful.
Man.
But yeah, just let him know, you know, the more you seek his face, the more real he's going to become to you, you know. And as we're praising him, God's glory comes down. You know, at least it lifts us high above our circumstances. Amen.
Man.
And I do that. When I do that, you just feel totally free. Totally free when you're really doing that. And your spirit is soaring right with God. You know, you just... you get glimpses of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's awesome. God is awesome.
Amen.
I say, read the Word.
Yeah.
So many people don't.
Yeah, it's true.
And there's a lot in there to enlighten you and to get you to know Jesus better. Start with John and just ask the Lord to help you understand it. If you're not born again, find someone else. How do I do this? How do I become born again? Talk to God. Just say, God, if I have a hard time believing you're there or that you're really real, help me. Help me, Lord. Mm-hmm. And it's a good way to start. It's very humble.
Amen.
Say, Lord, be very honest. Sometimes I doubt you. Sometimes I don't know what to believe. Help me, Lord. And get yourself into a good Bible-believing church. Talk to people. Ask them how they came to faith.
Yeah.
And how they grew their faith once you're a believer. And just the more you fellowship, the more you'll learn, and the more you read...
Yeah.
The more you learn, and turn on the worship music and really listen to the words.
Crank her up.
Amen.
Listen to the words, what they're saying, and say, okay, what does that mean to me? And it might not come overnight. It might take a while, or it might come overnight. It's all in what God is going to do in your life and how he chooses to do it.
Amen.
Before you read your Word of God, you got to pray, too. Pray for the wisdom and understanding of it.
Amen.
But, because in the Word it says, you know, when you call on God, he's going to answer you. So just call upon the name of Jesus. call upon the name of Jesus and you shall be saved.
Amen.
Fear with God, because guess what? He knows everything anyway.
He does.
He knows exactly where you are. So you can't hide from him. You can't hide anything. And if you're embarrassed to say, Lord, sometimes I don't believe, or Lord, sometimes I think I do bad things, or... you know, I'm a sinner. Just lay it all out there, and he knows it anyhow.
Amen.
And ask him to help you.
Absolutely. And
he's faithful to help you.
If you're one who hasn't said the prayer to receive Jesus, we're going to give you the invitation at the end here. But if you're at a place where you're like, I'm not quite ready to do this yet, just say, Lord, show yourself real to me. I hear what they're saying, and it sounds wonderful, it sounds joyful, and it sounds like something that I want, but I just don't know that it's real. Just say, show yourself real to me, and he will. And then ultimately, say that prayer with us at the end to receive Jesus, because time is of the essence when it comes to that, and you will know his nearness all the more. So what are some good scriptures that relate to the nearness of God?
Jeremiah 23:23-24. Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in the secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill the heaven and earth, saith the Lord? I love that scripture. I love it. Because, like my sister just said, you can't hide from God. He knows everything.
Amen.
Everything. But yet he still loves you.
Amen.
Proverbs 16:24. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than any brother.
Amen.
And remember that. He's your best friend.
Yes. Let me tell you about my best friend, Jesus. And here's a good one, too. Hebrews 13:5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. and that.
And that is amazing. I mean,
says it all.
I seek him in the stars at night. I seek him in nature, the oceans and the trees and the cut grass we smelled today. He's everywhere.
He is.
Seek beauty, too, when you're seeking the Lord. True beauty. You know, what's really beautiful.
Amen.
Love.
That's right. And if you're in that place where you have not yet committed your life to Jesus Christ, why not do so now? Just make sure that you have that settled and you're in that place with God and you're walking with Him. If you would repeat this after me, we just repeated this prayer with my mother-in-law today, and she accepted Jesus Christ, and that was just an incredible blessing. So that can be you too. So repeat this after me with all the sincerity of your heart, and you will be in the family of God, and you will have the nearness of God with you. Dear Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and save my soul, for I know I could do nothing without you. I repent of my sins. I ask you, Lord, to forgive me. Based on my confession and profession of faith, I ask that my name be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you for saving my life.
Yeah.
In Jesus' mighty name. If you said that prayer, let us know. We'll help you any way we can. Get you some resources, get you plugged into a good church, and get you on a good start on your walk with God, and the nearness of God will be your testimony.
And folks, once you become Daddy God's kid, he'll never regret it.
Amen. Best decision you'll ever make. God bless you all.
Thanks, friends, for listening to The Spirit Calls.
We would love to hear what you have to say about our discussion this evening.
We invite you to contact us with your thoughts about this week's program. If you'd like prayer or a copy of the program, we'd love to help you out with that.
You can give Mike a call at 207-730-3386. Once again, that's 207-730-3386.
You can visit our website at thespiritcalls.org or send us an email at mike@thespiritcalls.org.
The only way that we know that you're tuning in is if you contact us. And we so appreciate the encouragement and the support from those who listen.
Until next time, thanks so much for listening, and God bless you.
And to always remember to have faith, listen, and obey.
When the Spirit calls.
And to always remember, Jesus loves you.
And we love you too.
Have a super duper blessed day.
How vast beyond our measure that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss that Father turns His face away as wounds which mark. Sons to God. but I will boast in Jesus Christ. His death